This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling story of the day. It's crazy. This happened a while ago, but it's just now making headlines. So there's a woman from Portland, Oregon. Her name is Tammy Griffin. She has cystic fibrosis. Back in 2016, she needed a heart and lung transplant or she was going to die.
Goodness.
It's a good feeling story of the day. Don't lose hope.
Yeah, right.
She'd been on a waiting list for over 2 years, but she was in her 50s. And because of her age and her condition, she wasn't exactly the ideal candidate to get a new heart. So the doctors had to get creative. Now, Tammy's heart was perfectly healthy, but it had shifted in her chest. And for whatever reason, that led to having her needing to have both her heart and lungs replaced. So the doctors did something that they rarely do. It was called a domino transplant. Stevie, do you think this is Linda first?
I
thought this was Tammy first.
Yeah, I know. I was confused too.
I'm gonna say this is. I think this is Tammy, and this is how this works.
Okay.
My heart's still good. Why can't I just donate it? They took my donor's organs, put it in me, and then took mine right out and put it into her.
Okay, so they did a domino transplant. One person gets a new heart and lungs from somebody who just died. And their heart, still healthy, but because it had shifted, they needed a new one. She was able to just, hers goes to somebody else.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So Tammy's like in the middle. She gets the new heart from the person who had died. Tammy's heart goes to Linda. Linda lives in Northern California. Surgery went great. Again, this was February of 2016. Wow. We're just hearing about this now. Linda speaks.
I think it was kind of a miracle.
You think?
Yeah. To say the least,
you
yeah.
Suppose, Linda.
It was only these unique circumstances of these three people's lives that all sort of converged. All at Stanford Hospital, all the same blood type.
And then there's more from Tim.
It's exciting because I'm still alive and I get to know that my heart's out there still.
Unreal.
Wow.
And Linda and Tammy got to meet about 6 weeks after the operation. And they're still really great friends. And how crazy is this? They still get together. In fact, they were just in, this story came out because they both just participated in the transplant games in Salt Lake City. Okay?
Okay.
And that's how, that it ended last night. That's how it made the news. And that's how we know about this now. So, when they get together, and you know I giggle like this because I'm freaked out. When they get together, as you can imagine, Tammy can listen to her heart beating in somebody else's chest.
That's Whoa. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Science fiction movie.
I will just say it one more time. What? God, that's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Spence's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
All right, David the Show Killer, who is our contestant today?
P1D1, Jamie Zobie from SoHigh.
Oh, well, uh-huh. See, wait until that jackpot gets up there and then come swoop and take the cash. I see how it works.
I try so often. I even told Davey I studied in everything.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I've got my notes in front of me.
Excellent. And that's the way to do it.
Yep.
That is the way to do it. Oh, boy. I literally, look at my arms. I got goose flesh. I got the goosebumps. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass in this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And let me ask you one more question. You going to be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today. Not today. Not you. Why would you? There's too much money on the line. Okay. And you studied.
I studied.
And you studied.
And I have my notes.
30 seconds on the clock. Oh, I feel it. Today could be special. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Time will start. Not song will start. Time will start. Stop doing that. I have insert pressed. We have a new operating system, in case you're just listening. I have no idea what I'm doing on occasion. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
30 seconds on the, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Are you ready? Because I think I'm ready.
I'm ready,
okay,
yeah.
I think I'm ready. All right. A British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours in a rental car. What make was that rental car?
Lamborghini.
Who really bought the Brady Bunch house?
HGTV.
The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 5 years ago. What item?
A crown.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at 78. He played 22 years with what team?
The Blackhawks.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show?
Friends.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What am I going to eat? One?
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's Jamie Zobe.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
I've seen her in a long time.
You, sir, will need to go 5 for 5 to keep the money safe.
You will
need to get all 5. How do you feel about that, Jamie Zobe?
Now I have the goosies.
I said I had goosebumps because she was talking about how she's tried for so long and she studied so hard and she's got her notes in front of her. And I went, today could be special.
Uh-huh.
You will need all 5.
All right.
She got 4. You need 5 to keep the money safe. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
A British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours as he nods his head in triumph. What make of rental car?
Lambo.
Who really bought the Brady Bunch house?
HGTV.
The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 500 years ago. What item?
Throne.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at age 78. He played 22 years with what team?
Blackhawks.
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show?
Friends.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I'm just going to do this. Well, let's go through this really quick.
Okay.
As we ordinarily would do. Spence needed to go 5 for 5. British man racked up $45,000 in tickets in just 3 hours in what make of rental car? Jamie Zovey said.
Lamborghini.
Spence said.
A Lambo.
A Lambo. Yes. Right. 1 to 1. Who really bought the Brady Bunch house? Jamie said.
HGTV.
Spence said.
HGTV.
Uh-huh.
Booyah! Booyah!
NHL, I'm skipping number 3. Because it's the only one that they have different answers on.
Yeah.
Yep.
NHL icon Stan Mikita died yesterday at age 78. He played 22 years of what team? Jamie?
The Blackhawks.
Spence?
The Blackhawks.
Booyah! Booyah!
Legendary actress Kathleen Turner said she didn't feel very welcomed when she made guest appearances on what classic TV show? Jamie said?
Friends.
Spence said?
Friends.
What?
Booyah, 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 booyah.
Now, all possibilities are open, right?
Yeah.
All possibilities are open. If Spence gets it right, she gets nothing.
Right.
And they have different, okay. The Canterbury Cathedral had a super rare item returned after it was taken 500 years ago. What item? Jamie said?
A crown.
Spence said?
A throne.
Okay. Here's the deal. Spence looks sick to his stomach.
I don't know.
If Spence gets it right, she gets nothing. If Jamie gets it right, she gets, she gets, what,
$1,823.
Yeah, if Jamie gets it right, $1,823. Spence gets it right, she gets nothing. If they both got it wrong, she ties, and she gets $823.
Yes.
Yep.
You're Jimmy. That was $1,000 sigh right there.
Like, oh, yeah. I want some money.
The answer is Bible. But she didn't get the whole thing, but she got $823.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
If you get the opportunity, go to radio.com, search Chet Buchanan. Just for all that, we had a blast with Howie D and Nick yesterday. Sexy BSB lyrics is
so funny.
Because really then they got into it. You know, like at first they were like, okay, and they kind of eased their way in. Then they decided to team up. They did their own songs. You know, in Sexy BSB, you know,
am I original? Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're going to do it, so you do your sexy interpretation. Then when Howie and Nick decided to team up on it, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, they play Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown. We did Who in the BSB the same way that we do Who in the Room. Learned a lot about the guys.
Yeah.
You get the idea, too. I like AJ, and AJ is different. And it's part of what I like about AJ. He's kind of a different cat. You can tell. I forget what the question was, but AJ's name came up, and they both kind of looked at each other like, yeah, he different.
They're like, oh. He's his own person.
Yeah, he's his own.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you go check that out at radio.com. Search Chet Buchanan. It's pretty awesome. Do you want to read the email? Because I think she was kind of, honestly, I think, what's her name, Heather?
Yeah.
I think she was really kind of reaching towards you, Kayla. If you would like, this sounds like it's a P1's court about to happen, so please go ahead.
So my boyfriend, Grant, and I have been together for about 6 months, living together since June, and he is awesome. He does the sweetest things for me, like sending roses for no reason and surprising me with dinner when I get home from work, and he actually planned this amazing cruise to the Bahamas for us. It's going to be our first big trip together as a couple, but he has to find someone to take care of our German Shepherd, Bones, while we're gone. He said Bones for like 4 years, which is kind of where my issue starts. He actually asked his ex-girlfriend to watch her while we're on our trip.
Awesome.
And then she
How long have they been together? Does it say? They've been together six months.
They dated for like 3 years, and two of them lived together.
No. Heather and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Been together about 6 months, and they've been living together for two. Got it.
Yeah.
The dog is 4 years old.
Yeah.
Or he's had the dog for four. So now, what were you to continue now?
Well, he actually asked his ex-girlfriend to watch her while we're on our trip, and then she says some curse words in here. She's not happy about it.
I was just listening. Now I decided to read along.
Yeah.
Capitalized. Like, comma, what the F?
He wants her to come stay at our house, all exclamation mark.
I would imagine,
all caps,
yes.
To watch our dog,
well read,
all caps.
Well interpreted. That's exactly what I hear in my head.
And then she says they dated for like 3 years, two of which they lived together.
Did you say they dated or did it? Both.
Both. Of course.
Sorry.
And according to Heather, I'm not a jealous person, but I don't trust her. I don't know if she still loves him. I don't want her going through my stuff, hoping to find dirt on me to get him back. He says it's because she's familiar with Bones' routine. Listen to this. He says it's because she's familiar with Bones' routine, so it will just be easier that way. And then some more expletives.
No, I say F no.
Mm-hmm. Why are you still in contact with your ex? Red flag right there, exclamation marks.
Which, if I may interject, I would believe this is the first knowledge that she has that he has been in contact with his ex.
Mm.
And second?
That's not her dog. Bones is my baby now, and she doesn't get to come in and confuse her anymore.
Wow. Oh, yeah. But I'm easy on this one.
Are you really?
No, I'm trying to figure out. Well, all I'm trying to figure out is... I wonder what the span is So it sounds like if I'm doing the math and the math all matches up, the math may not necessarily match up. But it sounds like there was a 6 month, there was a 6 month space between Heather and the ex. Okay. Right? Sounds like there was 6 months. Not that that makes a difference to me at all.
Yeah.
I don't want her in my house. I don't care for what reason. I don't want her in my house at all. 702-364-9898, P1's court. Spence, thoughts?
Yeah, it's more her dog than the new girl's dog. She was with the dog for like 2.5, 3.5 years.
So what are you saying? No, so what are you saying?
So she has every right to watch the dog, see the dog, love on the dog.
In your house?
Well, that might be where it gets a little slippery, but otherwise, that dog is more attached to that woman than this new woman.
What if the ex said, I understand your issue with this. I'm a reasonable person. I was going to take that. Let's just take this in a completely bad direction. I'm not going to. I'm a reasonable person. I understand your issue.
Yes.
I'll watch the dog at my house. Then you're okay with that?
Yeah, definitely. The dog should feel comfortable. And obviously, the dog knows her way better than the new chick.
See, I feel like comfort comes from a different area, though. I feel like the dog has to stay at the house. So... And if you only trust one person to watch your dog when you're not there, and it happens to be your ex, it kind of has to stay there.
I don't know. We used to board Jake and BJ. We didn't have people stay at our house.
Yeah, if that's the case, why would you board a dog then ever?
And we used to board them, and they were fine. Honestly, they came out of it okay. You know, you'd think that they'd just be traumatized and... You know,
start listening to emo music and
they come home. They come home. They just go to mope and everything. No, they were fine.
Become antisocial. You know, start just hanging out in
really
their bedroom.
Heavy eyeliner. Yeah.
Kayla, I want you to think because I know you need a second to think. Uh-huh. I want you to make a decision.
Okay.
Whether you're okay with this and how you would handle this. I need you to make a ruling. Davey, hold on to yours for a second.
You got it.
Everybody else, jump in. 702-364-9898. Can you have your ex staying at your house watching the dog that she had for at least 2 years? For at least 2 years, and she was around the dog for three. Oh, my God. Spence is all about it.
Sure.
And probably even more about it if you take the dog to your own house.
Oh, yeah,
if
definitely.
The ex takes the dog to her own house.
Definitely.
I do not want the ex around my dog, around my stuff. I don't even want you in my neighborhood. I wish you didn't. I wish we didn't even live in the same state. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Get out.
Move to Canada.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.